Students in Ms. McCracken's English classes at Roaring Fork High School were asked to write personal essays that explore who they are and what they think is important. Students wrote anecdotes modeled on the Lives essays published by the New York Times, explored what their experience during the pandemic has taught them about themselves and each other, and revealed something about themselves by describing their connection to a meaningful object. These students' essays were chosen based on their creativity, insights, and writing skills to be showcased by Katie and Kay. Happy listening!
For a week straight in June, I only ate handmade pasta noodles. I was bored with the life I was living. Every day felt like a loop, a repeat of the day before. One fateful Monday, I decided I wanted to switch things up. I remember a video I watched, a tutorial on easy handmade noodles, so easy you only need two ingredients, an egg and flour. I had both. I listened to each instruction carefully, taking the smooth words of the man on my screen. I got out my largest cutting board because apparently noodles cannot be made in a bowl. It needs to be on the flat surface of my busted board. Roughly 2/3 cup flour per egg. That was it. My entire mindset had shifted from the morning of regret and dismal days. I was so excited about this pasta. I kneaded the dough with care and love, making it smooth and beautiful. I rolled out the dough so thin you could see the multicolors of the wood beneath. I brought out a knife and carefully cut straight lines, trying my absolute hardest to make them all the same size. My water bubbled and sizzled, creating the perfect bath for all of my hard work. I carefully placed my bundles into the churning water and watched them sink to the bottom. With only the knowledge of cooking with dried store-bought noodles, I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea how long they would take or what they should feel like, but I was patient. I made a very average Alfredo sauce from what I had in my kitchen and anticipated each second counting down to the removal of my noodles. When it was finally time, I placed each component gracefully in my bowl, proudly took pictures of it, and anxiously took a bite. They were not great. They were thick in all the wrong places and chewy in others. It felt like a paste that just stuck to the roof of my mouth. Now, as discouraging as it sounds, I did not give up. Making this pasta made me the happiest I had been in weeks. I wanted to savor that feeling, so I tried again. The next morning, I got out my ingredients and started the process over. Great precision went into each step, and the familiar calm washed over me. When all was said and done, this batch was slightly better, only inflating my confidence to a cosmic scale. Day after day, I tried again, slowly but surely perfecting my noodle-making craft. Eventually, I ran out of ingredients and reverted back to my old, repetitive days. But that week in noodles, it was a week of pure bliss. It may sound sad that a highlight of my summer was making personal noodle bowls, but it was amazing. Having a plan for the next day made me look forward to the morning instead of dreading it. I didn't need an extravagant trip or to be surrounded by a large group of people to be content. I enjoyed the simplicity of the day. Although it wasn't a grand gesture, it was enough for me. I also just love pasta. I spent a week making comfort food, and it was comforting. I had many weeks like this one, where I turned these hyperfixations into a representative reality. I'm sure I bored my family with the same dish over and over again, but honestly, I don't care. I had fun. Life is mundane. Without any changes, it stays feeling tedious. Small shifts can make a difference. It doesn't matter what they are, whether trying a new recipe or even going on a walk. I'm overwhelmed easily, so a lot of the time I feel like my body shuts down. It makes it hard to want to try new things. So I start small. I make pasta every day until I'm comfortable again. Then I may shut down. But eventually, I'll try something else, like making the same dessert for 2 whole weeks. My noodle experience was a genuine time of adventure in my life. My mindset had been transformed, and this event is still affecting me months later. The amount of care I put into each batch in hopes of bettering my skill was inspirational. Most people may overlook the pleasure you can gain from a small temporary change in your life, but I won't. I spent a week only eating handmade noodles, and it was exactly what I needed to do.
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay. Thanks for listening.